friends, the shir should be a special chus for every mar and ima rasi sheyichyu, and the whole world should be nosha b'tshuas olamim, and for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshet Dina. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Bava Kama that the common denominator of the Avos Nezikin are that you are obligated to guard them, and it is their way to cause nezek. And the Gemara and Daf Vav learns, according to Ravina, that this common denominator is coming to include a tree and wall that fell. And so to there, you're obligated to guard it, and derech is that it's mazik, and if you didn't, you're obligated, you have to pay. So Tosis wonders, what are we talking about? We talk about this fallen tree and wall. Is it b'shasa hezek? Is it b'shasa nefila? Or is it la'achar nefila? It's talking there, the Gemara brings the Mishnah, that he was given time by the Beis Din to take care of it, and if he didn't, then within the time, he's not obligated, because it wasn't his fault. But if he was already forewarned, and then the time passed, then he's obligated. So Tosis wonders, is talking about b'shas nefila or la'achar nefila? Did the wall and the tree already fall? Is it when they were actually falling, or is it after they fell? So first Tosfos says that L'chor we're talking about where it's b'shas nefila, and we can compare it to bor, because even though bor, because that's what the Gemara does here, Gemara says, hey, why aren't we comparing it to bor? Gemara says, it sounds like bor. And then the Gemara says, no, it's different than bor, because ain't tchilas asiyos and lenezek, unlike bor. But the Gemara can compare it to bor, even though bor isn't holech umazik, and b'shas nefil it is holech umazik, so Tosu says it's better. If a bor, which isn't holech umazik, you're chayev, so here you're certainly chayev. That's numero uno. That Tosfos says, number one, that it's talking about b'shas and afila. And Tosfos continues and says it's even talking about where it causes damage after nefila. It's talking about both cases. I in the Tosfos, what he says, weiter. And then Tosfos says that now we understand why the Gemara wanted to compare it to bor more than to esh. Because even though b'shas nefila you can compare it to esh like you compare it to bor, nevertheless, from esh it's different because it's not koach hachamur, but there's no other power that is involved. Hashem kein esh, by esh there is another power that's involved, the wind's involved. So esh is koach hachamur, but so it's not like Eish. It's also different than Bor, because it's not Tchilas Asiyas and Lenezek, whereas Bor is Tchilas Asiyas and Lenezek. So it's different than both Eish and Bor. So why do I prefer to compare it to Bor? And the answer is because Bor, since we're talking about Lachar Nefila, it's like Bor. After Nefila, it's only like Bor, not like Eish. B'shas Nefila, you compare it to both Bor and Eish. But Lachar Nefila, you can only compare it to Bor, and therefore the Gemara prefer to compare it to bor. Now we have a difficulty here with Tosis, and that is that Tosis says that you can't compare it to Eish. Why not? Because Eish ain't koach achar me'uruv ba. Now this that ain't koach achar me'uruv ba, right, you can't compare it to Eish, because Eish is koach achar me'uruv ba, and here it's ain't koach achar me'uruv ba. Now, if it's ain koach achar me'uruv ba, that makes it more of a mazik. Not less of a mazik. As Tosfos says, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Tiv Maschiv Lo Zev Zeh Sheyesh Ben Bor Chaim Kari Eish, and Daf Hei Amud Beis, Ki Shadis Bor Binayu Asya Kulu, that when there's no other power involved, there's ain koach achar me'uruv ba, so that makes it worse than when there is koach achar me'uruv ba. So we should learn a kal v'chomer from Eish. It's more than Eish, certainly from Eish. Because koach hachamur bo is a chisaron. It makes it into less of a mazik. So certainly, if ain't koach hachamur bo, it's certainly going to be a mazik. So why isn't Tosa say that it's like Eish? It's because it's Eish plus. Eish is koach hachamur bo, and it's mazik, and here it's ain't koach hachamur bo. It should certainly be considered a mazik. So what does Tosas mean when they say that b'shas nefila there's a chilik between koisel and ilan and eish, because eish is koach acher muruv bo and koisel and ilan is ein koach acher muruv bo? No, so then it's eish plus, it's not a chilik. Similar kasha was asked by the Pulpula Charifta and the Rosh Simon Aleph. The Pulpula Charifta is an Os Aleph. The Rosh says that if it falls b'shas nefila, there's a suffix in Tosfos. What's the status if it, when it falls b'shas nefila? Is it more like Eish or is it more like Bor? So Tosis wants to say, the Rosh wants to say that it's more like Bor. And then the Rosh goes on and says, "V'lo domi la'avnos sakino mason shenicha brosh gag of nafle baruch mitzuyah v'ziku derech hiluchan, the hanach nasigwa de koch acherim." So you can't compare it to the case earlier in the Gemara of your stone and knife and burden that you put on top of a roof and fell baruch mitzuya and they were mazik derech hiluchan, because these became bor al yedei acherim, al yedei koach acherim, because of the wind they became a bor. Aval kosel v'ilan machmas reyaf nereus anaf l'me'atzman, but the kosel and ilan are different than the Avnos Sakino Masel case, because they had a reyesa, they fell on their own. They fell on their own, not because of an external power. Ki rosh lo yocholim lamod Yosef is here based in Abayu Mahapil. Lapilo, they saw it wasn't standing. Bezin said to knock it down, and they didn't listen. V'mishim dehochna mazikin, continues the Rosh, if it's because they go and they're mazik, mashen kein bebor, and bor is not holichu mazik. Lo gri machmazeh, the kol shekein deish lechayvu yoser. So certainly, so kol shekein, if for bor your chayv when it's not holichu mazik, certainly here, it's even more of a mazik. V'mishim dein tchilas osias and lenezik shor yochiach. Ah, you're going to say dein tchilas osias and lenezik. It's also not a mitigating factor because shor yochiach. So the Pul Charifta says that koach acher muruv bo is not a maila, it's a chisara, makes it less of a mazik. That's the case. The Rush mentions that koisel v'ilan machmas reyesa naflu me'atzman. It's not because of koach acher. It's machmas reyesa. So if it's machmas reyesa, if it's not because something external, because of its own internal impediment, problem, issue, as they call it today. So Adarav, a kol shekein sheish l'chayv in yoser. So why don't we compare it, Ilan and Kosel, to Eish? And we have a kol shekein. If Eish is koach acher muruv bo in your chayev, so why then do we not say by Kosel and Ilan, we're ein koach acher muruv bo? It has a reyesa, it has its own weakness, and it fell because of its own shakiness. You're certainly chayiv. So he wonders on the Rosh, why doesn't the Rosh compare it to Eish? And similarly, he wonders on Tosis, how can Tosis make a chilik between Kosel and Ilan and Eish? Because Eish isn't koach acher muruv bo. But this is a fortiori, it certainly should be chayiv. The Nachlas David, the Ramas, Rakos and Vilan Shanaflu, is mitaritz duchol ikar achiluk bein bor leish udeish holich umazik umasik es hanizik b'chol makom shehu or bor lehefech shemazik omir al amdov anizik holich me'elav. The ikar chiluk between bor and eish is that eish goes in his mazik and it's masig, it reaches the nizik wherever it is. Bor is the opposite. The mazik stands in place, is immobile, is stationary, and then the nizik goes to the mazik. V'hainu, dafka b'davar sholich al-idei ruach, when eish goes through ruach, v'dein gvul ha-halichoso, there's no limit to how far it can go. It can get the nizik wherever it is. But kosel v'ilon, there's a gvul how much it can fall. It's not going to go any further. So it's mamish like a boar. A boar is limited in its how much it could be mazik, because the boar is not going anywhere. Here too, the ilan and the kosel are not going anywhere. So that's how the Nachlas David explains why kosel and ilan are not similar to eish. Because eish, once the wind starts blowing, it can keep going and going and going, as we know from these forest fires. They just go and go. Rachman al-Litzlan. Masha'en came when it comes to the ilan and the kosel. I mean, how far can it go? There's a limit, right? Falls, and that's only within a certain amount, a certain boundary. So therefore, you can't compare it to Eish. Eish is more of a mazik. However, Bisur Zalman, in the Evin Ezel, in Hilchos Niske Momon, in the 13th parak, in Halacha Yites, asks, Aval Divrei HaNachlas David, Gam Kenenim Brurim. I don't understand. Tim Kane, Achinami Abna Sakino, Shenicham Brosh Gagov, Nof Ruch Mitsuya, Gam Ken Yeshlam Shetach Mitsuyam, the Ruch Mitsuya, and Yochel Lizrok Evan the Merchokim. Rakla Pilo Meala Gag, Vevin Yipokidarko, Vako Panam Yeshetach Mitsuyam at Kami Yelich Ruch Mitsuya. Vim Kane, Name of the Mea Gag, Vara Karko, Vora Richter. He says, when you talk about Avno Sakino Maso, it's also limited in how far it can fall. And yet the Gemara compares Avno Sakino Maso to Eish. How does the Gemara compare Avnu Sakino Masel to Eish when Eish just keeps going and Avnu Sakino Masel doesn't just keep going? Avnu Sakino Masel is a limit. Falls from the roof and that's it. Fell, it hit the ground. Shalom. So if the Nachlas David is correct, then the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Nachlas David wanted to say that you can't compare Eish to something that has a Shetach Misuyam, that has only a limited area where it can cause damage. So therefore, when it comes to the tree and the Ilan, that's a limited area where it can cause damage. It's a limited area cause damage, you can't compare it to Eish. Mapiton? If that's true, then how does the Gemara compare Avnos Sakino Masel to Eish? Avnos Sakino Masel is also a limited area where it can cause damage. And the Gemara compares them. So the Evin Ezel goes on his derech to explain the Rosh. Agoin Rabbi Abba Berman Zetzal asks on the Evin Ezel, and then Rabbi Abba brings the Kasha, the Marasha, and Tosfos, and he asks, Tosfos says that the reason Kosel and Ilan are different than Bor is because Bor is Tchilas Asiyasim LeNezek, and Kosel and Ilan are not originally made for Nezek. So says the Marasha, Ktzas Kasha. Tzas kasha. The naktu milsa achrisi. V'matzi l'meimar mibor choluk she'en holech u'mazik. Ve'elu holchin u'mizikin, kamash kasuv le'el b'dibur zeh. Why didn't Tosis make another chiluk? You know why it's different than bor? It's different than bor because a bor is not holech u'mazik. And this is holech u'mazik. The Ilan and Kosel are holech u'mazik. And that's what Tosis says in this very Tosis. Tosis says, Afagav debor ein holech lahazik. Velu holchin u'mizikin. Yesh lanu lamda mibor. So we have a chiluk that bor is not holech u'mazik, and these are holech u'mazik. And despite that, Tosfos says we should still learn from bor. But you see a chiluk. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is that bor is not holech u'mazik, and this is holech u'mazik. So you see that there's a difference between the two. So why does Tosfos have to come on to the chiluk of umibor chaluk? And Kosel and Ilan are not Tchilas Asiyas L'Nezek. Say like you did at the beginning of Tosfos, Reb Tosfos, and say that Bor is not Holech U'Mazik, and this is Holech U'Mazik. And there you have a chiluk. So that's a Ktsas Kasha the Maharsha. And Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, we are going to explain the Yisod of Mazik. Hopefully, we're going to explain the Rush, we're going to explain the Tosfos, we're going to answer the Maharsha's Kasha, and we are going to see Niflos Mitaras Hashem. That is our Avoda in the next shir. B'li Neder. Hope we make it. And shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.